The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog Volleyball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
By Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Modern Homestead, dedicated to helping you discover your design personality with the latest gifts in home decor.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome in again to the campus of Clay County High School here in Joe Sims Gym with a 4-6 Lady Bulldog volleyball team, and second-year head coach James Chambers are set to host head coach Shane Mundy and the 10-1 York Dragonettes for another big District 7A match. The Dragonettes have made the winding trip down Highway 52 to Salina to face the Lady Dogs, who are looking to stay among the conference's top four with an upset here on senior night. It's another all-important league contest with a lot on the line, and we're here to cover it all live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog Volleyball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management. Proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Termlin Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke, like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina because fresh is what they do.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up during the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, we will recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's matchup, and much more as we get ready for Lady Bulldog Volleyball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show for the Horizon Sports Network's fourth broadcast of Lady Bulldog Volleyball. We're here in Joe Sims Gym looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Thomas Weaver, and I'm excited to be here to continue our inaugural season of calling Lady Bulldog Volleyball. And I'm honored to be here with a pair of guys who really need no introduction. One's Clay County Sports Hall of Famer and supporter of all things Clay County. It's Doug Strong, folks, and we just barely got him back on the air here.
Yeah, I was kind of doing what I do best, talking. So, proud to be here again. And again, just appreciate Thomas giving us the opportunity to be here and do it.
And others known far and wide as one of the best to ever do it in any sport. He's 40-year broadcasting legend, Craig Cantrell, folks. Craig, he made it up here.
He made it up. That timing, it's all key. You guys got to hit that exact spot where you need to do it. That's what he did. Great to be back. It's good. York Clay County, that's not too big a rivalry. You know, they don't play a whole lot in a whole lot of different sports, but in volleyball, it could develop into one pretty quick with the young York volleyball team, just their third season of playing volleyball.
Yeah, I think so. And there's a little bit of history of late, but not a tremendous amount. You're right between these two schools. But, you know, this Clay County team, Craig's, they're looking to pull a split here with York, which would be an upset, the 10-1 Dragonettes for sure. But, you know, they need a win. They're going to need to upset somebody kind of climbing these standings.
Yeah, to get into that fourth place spot or be even higher, they're going to have to beat somebody that's in front of them to be able to do that. And tonight's a good chance to do that. You're at home, you eliminate errors, and you've got a really good chance. I was talking to Coach Shane Monday before the game started, and he keeps all kinds of stats. I didn't know you had that many stats in volleyball, but he said there were so many unforced errors by Clay County that really helped his team get the win up there in Jamestown. Clay County back home tonight, that may help them take care of some of those unforced errors. If you do that, you really help yourself, give yourself a better chance to win.
And, Doug, these Lady Dogs, they've got the pieces to pull an upset. We've seen them play with everybody in this league. Just can't get over the hump.
Yeah, they've got to put a complete game together. And that's what they're missing right now. They're playing in little chunks and spurts. If they put a complete game together, they're as good as anybody.
I think so, and we look forward to a good match here tonight, but we wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough, and a special shout-out to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition for being our presenting sponsor for our inaugural volleyball season. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of this game and much more. So, up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our recap segment. So stay with us for more here on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ladies, are you looking for all the latest home decor trends or need help finding the style you love? At Modern Homestead in Salina, Kennedy Hicks can help you discover your design personality. She believes your home should reflect your style and each corner should be eye-catching and unique. Just like you. So give Kennedy a call at 931-704-5610. Go see her at 904 East Lake Avenue or follow Modern Homestead for affordable home decor to match your style. Modern Homestead, dedicated to helping you discover your design personality with the latest gifts in home decor.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Dale Hollow One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Dale Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show for our recap segment where we summarize the Lady Dogs' most recent games. Guys, the last game we called, Clay County fell to Jackson County 1-3 the last time out, and then they went down to Red Bull and Springs and took care of business 3-1 in that one. They lost the first one on last Thursday night, but they came back and swept Red Bone Springs, and that's what they had to do to kind of stay where they're at, Craig.
Yeah, and that's good. Go on the road, get a win. Be great for them to get out and get that first set win, though. You know, it's kind of start on a positive note early and not have to battle from behind. You really help yourself out. But going into Red Bull and Springs, that's a different kind of gym. Everybody's just right on top of you. Much smaller feeling environment to go in there and get a win. That's big for them to go on the road and get a quality win.
And then yesterday, Lady Dogs lost, or not yesterday. I'm not sure when they played them. I guess Tuesday.
Monday.
Was it Monday?
It was a Monday match.
Either way, they traveled to Monterey and dropped a match down there, Doug, 1-3. They lost the first set, won the second, and then battled to a close one there in the third, 25 to, I'm not sure what it was, but back and forth at the end, had a chance to win it, and then went on to lose 3-1. But, you know, that's twice we've seen Clay County battle with Monterey. Just couldn't get over the hump again.
Yeah, and that's kind of their downfall this year. You know, they just play in a little spurt, and they ain't put a total match together yet. And they're showing the improvement, now we just need to see it.
And we're getting late in the season here, Craig. This is when it needs to come.
Yeah, we talk about them being young and talk about them having played out. They've had games on the floor now. Now you've got to put those games together. Like Doug said, just everybody's got to play as a unit. And just the big key, I think, as we've talked about many times before, is just the serve. You get the serve inbounds, then you really help your cause. Getting a serve inbound, you probably win, I'd say, 70% of the points if you do that. So that's a big key. Just got to control that. Don't make errors. Come out and play solid. York's going to hit it. They're big. They're athletic. The Franklin girl, Callie Franklin, she's one of the best hitters I've seen around this area in a very long time. So they've got to know where she's at all times, be ready to defend that, and just take care of their own side of the court, and everything will be all right.
Sounds good, guys. Up next, we'll do the District 7A update here on the Horizon Sports Network. So stay with us for much more.
Brown. At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
With Twin Lakes Futureproof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Exteriors District 7A update. Guys, no surprise here at the top, Gordonsville, they're 8-0. They host Red Bone Springs tonight, and then they've got left on their schedule three games, Clark Range, York, and Clay County, and they'll travel here to Joe Sims Gym next Thursday in a game we'll call. So cream kind of rose to the top so far this year. They're 8-0, and I don't think anybody's going to touch them, Craig.
They're impressive. They always have been. The thing about them, they always have that one kid that's about 6'1", 6'2", that can just drill it straight down. And it's so hard to defend when you've got hitters like that. And they always have one. Sometimes they have two. That makes it even tougher. So they've just been blessed with that down there. And it doesn't happen a whole lot in any school around here. So if you've got that, you've got to take advantage of it. And they do. And they're tough to handle.
And also pretty tough to handle is these York Dragonettes. They're sitting in second. Their only loss came to those Gordesville Tigerettes. They're 7-1. They're here tonight, of course, facing Clay County. They've got Jackson County, Gordesville, and Monterey left. So, Gordy, Monterey, we could see them maybe stumble a little bit, Doug, but they pretty much got that second spot locked in after they already beat Monterey.
Yeah, that's the key, having that initial win there. I don't think there's a lot of difference in those two, but they've got a little advantage right there.
We just talked about the Lady Wildcats. They're 6-3, two losses to Gordesville, one, of course, to York. They're at Jackson County tonight. They have Red Bowling Springs and York left. So, Craig, that top three is pretty much settled.
Yeah, it really is. Well, you know,
I mean, they could,
yeah,
if they beat York.
Yeah, if Jackson County wants to knock off Monterey and then...
But it's
going to be tough to catch them. They're going to be probably in one of those spots. They're not going to drop. None of those three are going to drop below four, I wouldn't think. So, they're pretty well sitting there just kind of waiting on a home game in the postseason yet.
Yeah. Clay County right now sitting in fourth in that fourth spot. They're 4-5. Of course, they're here tonight versus York. They go to Clark Range next Tuesday and host Gordesville next Thursday. So they only have two left after tonight. So that's why we're talking about these upsets, Doug. First of all, you've got to take care of Clark Range in that next contest. But you'd have to upset Gordonsville or York here tonight to improve past maybe a 5-7 record.
Yeah.
And then we look at Jackson County sitting in that fifth spot. They're 3-5. They're at Monterey tonight. They got York, Red Bone Springs, and Clark Range left. So it kind of looks like they may go 2-2 on their way out, which could put both Jackson County and Clay County tied for that final four spot at 5-7, depending on how things play out.
Yeah, and like I said, need a little help in there and get an upset, and then you could change that position. You know, if it plays out like, you know, we're talking about, the matchup in the district is going to be Jackson County, whether it's home or away. That'll be
right.
The matchup if everything goes out like everybody thinks it will, but, you know, it's, it never goes how you think it will. So.
No, that's why they play the game. And Craig, he's right. You know, basically the way it's looking, it's going to be Clay or Jackson in that 4 or 5 spot, which will play each other. So really all you're playing for is home court.
Yeah, and that means a lot. You want to have that home court. Jackson County's pretty talented. I mean, they came in, they're pretty good. But like Doug said, four games, you know, you never know what might happen. Strange things have happened in high school sports. You never know. But I guess volleyball probably stays more true than most of them do. It's hard to get an upset in volleyball, but you never know. You come out, you get hot, you have a suspension or something, you know, heaven forbid an injury or something. You never know what might change things. So there's still a lot to go. So it's going to be interesting in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and here's a prime example of that. We saw Red Bone Springs winless all season long in the district. They upset Clark Range last week. So now they and Clark Range are both tied at 1-8 in this league, guys, at the bottom down there. Clark Range off tonight. They got Gordonsville, Clay County, and Jackson County left. Red Bone Springs at Gordonsville tonight, and they've got Monterey and Jackson County left. So, that just goes to show you that anybody can win any given night, Doug.
Yeah, it's just throw the records away. Because every match we've had this year has been a competitive match. There's been nothing this easy. You know, and that's where this district is. You know, if you look at Monterey, they didn't win a match last year, and they're really good. How they didn't win last year, I don't know. But if our girls put everything together, we can compete with all of them. They've competed with all of them all year. Probably Gordon was the only one that really gave a lot of trouble. We didn't compete real well, but everybody else we have so far.
Well, you look at that. York, they've got the toughest road left, don't they? You look at that right there.
They've
got the toughest team remaining of that group.
They do, you know, Jackson County, Gordesville, Monterey. So there could be something there, Monterey and York swap positions. But other than that, you know, for the Lady Dogs, it comes down, they're battling with Jackson County. And they need a win to overtake the Lady Blue Devils after they split this season. And we talked about it. If they do tie, Craig, the tiebreaker comes down to head-to-head and by largest margin. Well, we beat Jackson County 3-2. Jackson County beat us 3-1, so they'd have the tiebreaker.
That's what you hate when you go to the tiebreakers, especially at the start of the season. Most people probably don't know what they are. You know,
right.
You look at it, you think, what are the tiebreakers? And that's just tough when you go to that, and especially just by losing one set that you don't get that seed. You know, that's a tough way to go. But you got to decide it somehow, and I guess that's as fair as anything.
Folks, this is your 7A update. It's been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll roll right into the keys to the game. Our last thoughts before first serve, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Doug, what's the Lady Dogs got to do to pull an upset here tonight?
Play a complete game. Have a solid game start to finish, and that's kind of what they've been lacking so far. If they put a complete game together, they're going to have a really good shot of winning this thing.
What's your thoughts, Greg?
Eliminate errors. Don't hurt yourself. Don't go out and do things that will help you instead of hurt you, and that just changes everything. I think that's the big key.
Flag coming down. Folks, this has been the Keys of the Game, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, plumbing, electrical, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer. We'll pause for the national anthem.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Time now for the Subway starting lineups for tonight's game, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon. For York, they're coached by Shane Mundy in his first season as the head coach of the Dragonettes. Volleyball team, they'll start number 0, Emma Powell. The libero is number 1, Jay Delk. Number 2, Callie Franklin. Their best hitter will get the start. Number 10, Addison McElhaney. Number 20, Annabeth Dunford. Number 23, Ashton Napier. And number 33, Ava Bennett, the starting players for the York Dragonettes, dressed in the purple for York. Clay County is coached by James Chambers. They'll start number 1, Reagan Cherry. Number 2, Ella Eads. Number 4, Lacey Wicks. The libero is number 11, Halen Garrison. Number 18, Jenna Thompson. Number 20, Emma Wicks. And number 28, Baylor Walden, the starters tonight for the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, dressed in the all black. The Subway starting lineups have been brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. And Ella Eads will get this one started, serving for Clay County here tonight as the up top official making sure, actually the floor official making sure everything's all right over at the scorer's table. He says it is, and we are ready to go, and we're happy to have you with us for this district matchup tonight in high school volleyball here from Clay County High School in Salina. Eads booms the serve into the back row, taps straight up. York will play it high again. They'll push it across, and there's Eads going low to get that one. Cherry going to set Wicks. Wicks over the top, dug in the back row by Delk, and now catch going to be called on Addison McElhaney, and Clay County gets the first point of the night.
It's a nice job getting a good hit on that, and that's what we need all night, hitting the ball.
Yeah, coming out swinging, that's what we got to have.
Eads to serve once again for Clay County. Right in the middle of the floor, goes back row to Franklin. They'll set outside, left-handed hitter hits it long. Going out of bounds is McElhaney with that left-handed hit, and 2-0 Clay County early.
That's going to be an adjustment, too, having that lefty over there. That's a little different look.
Eads to serve once again. Deep in the back row, just long by Ella Eads, and the point will go to York, and their first serve will go to Emma Powell. Seems like the opposing servers have gotten off to good starts against Clay County. It would be good to get a service error early if you're a Clay County fan here. Powell doesn't do that, though, as Eads will take that one. Wicks now with the bump pass to Cherry. Taps it back row to Delk. Delk now in the middle will set the outside hitter, dug back row by Emma Wicks. Cherry sets Walden, hits it hard, hits it off the hands of Jay Delk for the point for Clay County on the kill by Baylor Walden.
Just what you talked about there, Craig. Got that serve back right away.
3-1 with Reagan Cherry stepping out to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. Cherry, soft serve. That's going to be tough. Just misses. Tried to drop it on that back line. There is an open spot there. Cherry had a good idea, but just missed there in the back row. McElhaney to serve now. The left-handers we talked about. Goes back row to Garrison. Cherry sets Walden. No, that's Wicks. Emma Wicks hammering it down for the Lady Bulldogs.
That's been all year she's hit that ball right there. Emma's really come onto herself right there with that play.
Yeah, you can't do it much better than that. Yeah. Saw the opening, Craig, and cut it to it.
No blocker there, and she took advantage of it. We're talking about somebody hitting it straight down. That was pretty straight down. Garrison, quick serve. Taken by York Powell. Going to set outside to Franklin. That's blocked. That's down. Roof there by Baylor Walden and Jenna Thompson.
Really nice for them two getting up there and setting a good wall right there and getting that back.
This is where you need to try to extend it early right here with Garrison towing the line.
Garrison serving once again, tries to drop it in front of Franklin, can't do so. Powell goes back to Franklin, free ball in the back row to Eads. Cherry, good one to set. Sets Walden off the net. She'll push back row, but getting there is going to be McElhaney. Franklin hits into the net for the point for Clay County. Unforced error there by York to give Clay County another point.
Kind of the start Clay County needed right here tonight. Get off to a good start, and they've had that so far.
We saw Halen Garrison do this against Clark Rain. She's doing it right now against York as Garrison. Again, that quick serve played in the back row by Delk. Powell goes over in two, but Cherry is there. Walden sets in the middle of Thompson. That's blocked. Eads will dig it. Wicks will pull it out of the net. Thompson will tap it over. Powell now to Delk. Franklin pushes back row to Garrison. Cherry now sets Walden right at the net, swinging away, but hits it out. Good effort there a moment ago by Clay County, but York gets the point out of it.
Yeah, 6-3 Dragonettes right now, and, I just like to see the ball hit, and Clay County's coming out hot.
Dale, tough serve. Emma Wicks diving to try to get to it. Can't control it, and the ace will go to Jade Dale. Delk trying to cut this to one on the serve. That one kind of handcuffed Wicks that time. We talk about the serve. That one kind of, sometimes they drop. That one rose as it went over the net.
That looked like a knuckleball going
right
there.
Exactly. Back-to-back points by Delk. Tough serve again. Wicks can't get to it. And we'll see the score tied up at 6 now. So Jay Delk, the libero, has found something in her serve for York. Garrison goes and gets this one. Cherry now to Walden over the top of the block and in for Baylor Walden. Baylor will shoot to the back row to get the point for Clay County.
Good to break that momentum a little right there and get that serve back.
Sometimes you don't have to hit it hard. Just find that open spot. And that's exactly what Baylor did. Walden, that's a hard serve. Delk will have a little problem with it, but Powell will set Franklin. Dug there by Wicks. Pushed across by Cherry. Franklin. Now to Powell, right back to Franklin, over the top of the block to Walden. Cherry sets Emma Wicks close to the block, dug back row by Delk. Powell back to Dell, hitting back row just over the net, but Walden is there. Outside, they'll set Eads, who hits it into the net. These two teams are both playing pretty well here in this first game.
Yeah, both aggressive, both hitting the ball.
7-7 as York going to get Annabeth Dunford out to serve as Dunford plays it back row to Garrison. Cherry with the bump set to Emma Wicks. Powell is there on the free ball. Delk right back to Powell swinging away. That's going to be down for the kill for Emma Powell. Two seniors on this York roster, so they're very young as well. McElhaney and Dunford, the only seniors for the Lady Dragons.
York taking their first lead here, guys, at 8-7.
Eads now to Cherry. That's over on the York side. Franklin will go to Powell. Back to Franklin swinging away. That's blocked, but Franklin kept it alive. Powell hits back row right to Garrison. Cherry outside Emma Wicks over the block. Dug back row by York. They'll play it now to Franklin. That's off the block. Walden taps it up with one hand. They'll get it across on a good effort by Cherry as Thompson taps it across to York. Powell across in two. Thompson taps over, but York is there to get to it. Now can they play it across? They will with McElhaney. Garrison sets Eads, taps it with the left hand, but can't get it across. Again, a good rally, but York comes out on top. Has been on the serve of Delk and now Dunford for the York Dragons. Dunford hits this one long, though. And just like that, a serve can change things, can't it?
Oh, yeah. Just one little play. Yeah. Of course, tight match, so every play makes a difference.
Emma Wick serving now for Clay County. To Delk. Delk now to Powell. Franklin right the net over the block, but Wicks is there. Emma to Cherry. Now Thompson tries to tap it down, but Powell will save it. Delk called off. Franklin, or the player in the back row, Franklin taps it across. Eads swinging away. Blocked by York, but Cherry kept it alive. Walden sets Thompson. Thompson in the back row now to McElhaney. Powell, soft set to Franklin for the kill. Right in her wheelhouse there, about 4 feet off the net, and Franklin got the good swing and one of the hardest hit balls tonight by the Dragonettes. And now Callie Franklin will serve for York, running to the net. Takes something off of it. Emma Wicks now to Cherry. Back set to Eads over the top of the block. Franklin will dig her up around the forehead. Left-handed McElhaney, dug back row by Walden. Cherry, bump set to Thompson. Taps it across and down as little husband and wife ball there is a little confusion by York. You got it, I got it, nobody got it.
Jenna found a good little opening. Nobody went after it.
Jenna Thompson to serve now to try to tie it up at 10. Franklin now to Powell. Outside McElhaney. That's off the block, but Thompson is there. Cherry to Eads. Eads hitting back row to Delk. Powell now to Franklin. Free ball here for Thompson. Cherry bumps that again for Eads, swinging hard, but Franklin with the dig. I think they got a piece of it at the net as well. Powell back row. Wicks can't handle it, and the point goes to York.
Kind of handcuffed her there. Got on her pretty quick. I think it come quicker than she thought.
York getting a couple of new players out there. Taylor Neal, number 11, will check in, and Ashton Napier comes back in for the Dragonettes. Neal to serve. Back row to Walden. Cherry sets Wicks. Lacey dug by McElhaney. Powell tried to tap it over with the left hand, but just missed it, and the point goes to Clay County.
Clay County's doing what they need to here, just getting the serve back pretty quick, keeping it right where they need to.
Clay County has served around. Ella Eads stepping out to serve for a second time here in set one. Eads back row to Franklin. A little miscommunication there. There's a couple of times York's had a little miscommunication, and that will tie it up at 11 here in set one.
Yeah, Clay County battling back, like you said, Doug, to stay in this one. Kind of took a pretty good shot there from York.
Yeah, they took it and answered.
Eads, line drive serve. Franklin just off the hardwood, tapped across by Napier. Garrison will bump past to Cherry. Good swing there and down by Lacey Wicks. The block didn't leave the floor, and Wicks had a wide open shot, killed it in the back row to give Clay County the lead at 12-11.
And it all starts with that serve. You missed that earlier. You get the serve in, you change to getting that points good, and we're doing that right now.
Eads to serve once again trying to extend the one-point Clay County lead. Eads floating serve to Franklin. That's not Franklin. They set back to McElhaney. Wicks will tap it up. Cherry is there. Walden plays it deep in the back row to Delk. Powell outside now to McElhaney. She'll go back row to Garrison. Cherry back set Walden. Again, that push, but Delk gets to this one. McElhaney bumps set to Powell. She's dug back row by Eads right at the net. Cherry taps it over and down. I don't think Napier thought Cherry would bring it to her. Cherry did and got it down on the other side.
Just a good heads-up play by Reagan there to make that play.
13-11. Eads still serving for Clay County. Back row Franklin to Powell. Powell to Napier. And Napier hits it long. Kind of letting York make the mistakes early right now as Clay County. And that's got them this three-point lead.
Yeah, and that's something we ain't had in a while. You know, to stretch the lead in a match.
Especially in set one.
Yeah, this makes five straight points for Clay County, looking for their sixth.
That's off the hands of McElhaney, but Delk will save it. Free ball here for Emma Wicks. Cherry bumps set Walden. Baylor off the block and down, swinging hard is Baylor Walden.
That's what I like to see, hitting the ball. The last few matches they started doing that, and it's paying off for them.
Eads to serve once again for the Lady Bulldogs. Trying to keep this going for Clay County. Line drive serve. Franklin again pulls it off her shoe tops. Powell will bump it across to Garrison. Cherry with the bump set. Walden again. She'll push it back row. Belt will tap it up on a great save. Now Franklin has to just play it across to Garrison. Cherry, long way to run and get that one. Pretty set off that. Walden again with the kill. But give Cherry credit. She went a long way to get it, put it exactly where Baylor Walden wanted, and Baylor got the finish.
You know, and that's what we talked about with Reagan. She'll run those like you don't expect her to get, and she puts it right in the right spot.
And York wants a timeout. They've seen Clay County run off the eight in a row and take a five-point lead, 16-11, back to Clay County right after this.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back after the timeout, Ella Eads to serve now for Clay County once again. As Ella trying to extend this five-point lead, Eads deep in the back row to Franklin. Powell, back set McElhaney. She's dug by Garrison. Cherry again will tap it over, but Powell is there. McElhaney to Powell. Goes back row now to Emma Wicks. Cherry back set Lacey Wicks. Dug in the back row by Delk. Powell sets it outside McElhaney. Wicks is there. Emma with the dig. Cherry back set to Lacey Wicks. Tapped across. Powell diving to save it. McElhaney pushes right to Garrison. Bump set now to Walden with the kill. Oh, baby. Baylor Walden has come to play tonight.
Yeah, we've seen her get more confident as the season's gone, Doug, and it's really starting to pay off for her when she's swinging that arm.
Yeah, well, I think early in the year she was swinging and not getting the results she wanted because she backed off of it. She finally started hitting and not worrying about it.
Now they've run off eight in a row. I'd give them an extra point on the run. Wicks will serve this one to McElhaney. Outside they set Napier. She hits it across the floor but hits it out of bounds. And York will make another unforced error. And Clay County will extend the lead to seven now at 18-11.
And credit Eads back here doing some great serving to keep this run going.
Eads serving once again, deep in the back row, in. That's an ace for Ella Eads, and she's fired up about that. It's one of those where you got to make that decision if you're in the back row, but that one just died as it went past that York back row player. Eads trying to make this a double-digit lead here in set one. Played by McElhaney. McElhaney hits it across to Garrison. Cherry sets Lacey Wicks. Wicks hits it long. So they get the stop. Now does York. But a great run by Ella Eads. I think she got ten on her serve for Eads. It was 11-9, so she had to run off 10. That serve into the net by Powell, so just an unforced error gets it right back for Reagan Cherry.
And that's really what's going to Clay County, get that ball back over and get serving again.
Momentum just keeps carrying Clay County's way right now as Reagan with the jump serve goes back row to Franklin. Powell will tap it over now to York. They'll play it across. Dug there by Cherry. Walden outside Emma Wicks hitting the ball but hits it out of bounds as York able to tap it across and force the hit out of bounds by Clay County.
But you still like that as a Clay County fan, just seeing them hitting the ball.
Yeah. McElhaney to serve once again for York. High serve. Garrison deep in the corner of the back row. Cherry outside to Wicks. Wicks taps it across to McElhaney. They'll set Franklin outside. Dug by Garrison in the back row. Eads tried to dive after it, couldn't get to it. And that's one where you expect Cherry to get every second contact, but it's just too far away for her to get to that time. 20-14 as McElhaney to serve once again. Takes a little something off of it. Eads able to get to it. Cherry back set by Wicks. Dug in the back row by Delk. Powell sets Franklin on the sideline. Garrison with the dig. Cherry back set to Wicks. That's going to be just out of bounds by Emma Wicks. And just in the last little bit, have you noticed how smooth Cherry is? You can't tell which way that set's going to go.
Yeah, she's really good out there. She's just good.
McElhaney to Eads. Cherry with the bump set to Wicks, running to get it. Dug in the back row, McElhaney. Belk, now to Powell. Powell taps it across to Garrison. Cherry, now to Walden. Walden taps it back row to McElhaney. Powell will set Franklin. That's off the block and down as Callie Franklin gets the kill for the Dragonettes. And Clay County wants a timeout. They've seen York cut it to 4. Clay County 20, York 16, back in just a moment.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog Volleyball being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Lady Dogs 20, Dragonettes 16, Greg.
Wicks blocked, but Clay County keeps it alive. Cherry will tap it across to Dunford. They'll set Franklin outside. Dug in the back row by Garrison. They've got a net call on Clay County. Net on the Lady Bulldogs will give the point to York, and they get a step closer at 20-17.
Now five in a row for York.
McElhaney in the front row to Emma Wicks. Cherry goes to Lacey Wicks. Off the block, tapped up by Powell. That's trouble, but McElhaney will get it across the net. Cherry going to set Emma Wicks. Dug by McElhaney. Powell right to Cherry, and what have we got? A catch call on York. Catch on the Dragonettes or whatever that is.
Yeah,
I don't know what that signal
either.
Is.
I thought it looked like a pretty good play, but
yeah.
Something wasn't right.
Garrison, back row to Delk. Powell to Franklin. All she can do is push it across to Cherry. Emma Wicks gets to it. That's a pretty good set to Walden. Great play by McElhaney, though, in the back row. Powell taps it now to Eads. Cherry. That's right, the net. Thompson, that's still alive, and Cherry keeps it alive. Thompson taps it across and down. Got it right in front of Dunford for the point for Clay County.
I just think she got him a little off guard and never got set back on that little scramble. Good play by Jenna.
And a great job by Clay County kind of stopping that York run.
Garrison almost handcuffed Franklin. They get the set to Franklin. Eads with the dig. Cherry right the net. Pulls out there for Walden. Powell will play it now to Delk, who comes all the way into the front row. Franklin taps it over to Thompson. Cherry bumps that Walden. That's off the block, but Eads will hustle to get to it. Cherry sets Emma Wicks outside. Franklin with the dig. Powell back to Franklin, steps into one and gets the kill. Callie Franklin, this is her wheelhouse on this left side. Got a good kill there for the Dragonettes.
Hey, excellent play from both teams right there. York just got the best of it.
Ava Bennett coming back in for York. She'll replace Ashton Napier. Jade Delk with the serve in the back row to Garrison. Cherry bumps that behind her to Thompson. Delk with the dig up around her eyes. Franklin taps it across. Oh, great play by Walden. Cherry will play it across. Then York will push it across. Eve's diving to it. It's still alive. Tapped across by Emma Wicks. Franklin. Now to Powell. Powell back to Franklin. Flott taps it up for Garrison. Cherry will set Walden. Walden again tries to go back row. Great effort there by McElhaney. Franklin in the back row to Eads. Cherry back set Thompson. Thompson dug by Powell. Belk sets Franklin. Franklin dug by Eads. Cherry will tap it over and tap it down. Oh, they're making plays right now as Clay County, and they lead it 23-18.
Another little play by Reagan, similar to the one she done earlier. Just found a little lobe in there.
Baylor Walden to serve. 2 points away from set one, line drive. Belk able to pop it up. McElhaney able to save it. Belk will take it across to Garrison. Cherry back set to Eads. Eads has it dug, but out of bounds off of McElhaney to set up set point for Baylor Walden.
Just a nice hit by Ella right there.
Stepped into that one as Walden tries to serve out set one. Baylor, line drive again. McElhaney will get to it. Powell, now to Franklin, taps it back row to Garrison. Cherry sets Eads off the net. That's off the block. Good job by Franklin. Powell will set Franklin. Walden is there on the little push shot. Outside to Emma Wicks. Just catches the top of the net and kicks over. Franklin now will kill it for York to keep them alive in set one. You're under pressure, though, when you're down six.
Yeah. You know you got to rattle a bunch off, so it puts a lot more pressure on you.
Dunford to serve now for York. Serves it for the ace for Annabeth Dunford. That's one of those tough to decide whether to let it go or play it, isn't it?
It's been close.
It would.
Well, kind of if you're undecided, you probably just need to let it go and hope.
Yeah. That's true. That's a good point. Dunford to Walden. Cherry sets Eads. Eads will kill it. Eads with the kill, untouched, to win set one. Clay County wins set one, 25-20. We'll be back for set two in just a moment.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Delhalla One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog Volleyball being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where the Lady Dogs are up 1-0 on the Dragonettes of York headed into the second set. And here's your Lady Dog recap, served up by Gone Country Cafe. Clay County got off to a good start, and at one time, Ella Eads served 10 in a row to put them up by as many as 8 before York went on their own run, a 5-0 run, to cut it to a three-point contest, and then Clay County down the stretch as Eads got the final kill on game point to take the 25-20 win. Clay County goes up 1-0. This Lady Dog recap has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Family-owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell, Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest. With breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours on Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? What about these lady dog guys?
What about it? Everybody's stepping up making big plays, aren't they?
And that's what you wanted to see for Clay County. You wanted to see a start out right off the bat, and they did, and they're making plays, everybody.
I think Baylor Walden kind of set the tone early with those kills, and then Halen Garrison coming back with that serve, then Ella Eads coming back with that serve, and just they just made a statement there in set one. Powell serving to start set two. Wicks will go to Lacey Wicks. Emma Wicks will tap it across to Dunford. Now outside, McElhaney dug in the back row by Garrison on a pretty dig. Wicks, Lacey Wicks, looks to kill for Clay County to get them started again in set two.
And that's what you like to see. Come back to that, starting that second, kind of the same attitude and play you had the first one.
Ella Eads to serve once again for the Lady Dogs as she got on a roll on her serve in set one. And Coach Chambers would love to see that again. Eads serves it back line to Delk. Powell, back set, McElhaney, can't get to it. Tried to go on that little slip behind her to the left-hander, but just a little too far out of the reach of McElhaney. Ella Eads serving once again. Goes to Franklin in the back row. Powell, that's round the net for Napier, and she's blocked. Lacey Wicks just roofing that one for Clay County.
Just an excellent play by Lacey on the net to get that and put it back.
One-on-one, and Wicks with all the advantage there to get the big-time block, and Ella Eads to serve once again. That one drops to Franklin. Powell goes behind her head to McElhaney, who gets the kill that time to get the point for York.
Not much you can do with them. Those net balls, it's just hard to get them.
Never know where they're going.
Yep.
McElhaney stepping out to serve. Long serve to Emma Wicks. Cherry, a little behind Lacey Wicks. She'll tap it across. Free ball here for McElhaney. They'll set Franklin. That's off the block and down for Callie Franklin.
And that's what Clay County did good in that first match. Kind of limited Franklin. You know, they had her at the net and they dug her about every time, too.
McElhaney, line drive in the back row. That's off of Garrison. That's going to be a catch on Garrison. Is that? We've talked about it a few times. Those serves, they start look like they're going low, but they kind of rise back up eye level. McElhaney trying to give York the lead. Tapped up in the air by Emma Wicks. Cherry, now to Walden. Pushes back row to Delk. Bump set by Powell. Nothing Franklin can do with it, but push it across to Clay County. Cherry going to tap it over, and Napier can't get the block, and Cherry does it again.
That's three times tonight. Yeah. He's got that same play right there. It's really good.
How tall is she?
He's short.
I wasn't going to guess. Serve here played by McElhaney. Powell will get to it. York can't get it across, though, as Franklin can't tap it over, and the point will go to Clay County.
I like to have 10 like her, though.
Exactly.
I'll be there right now.
Exactly. Well, as they say, not the size of the dog in the fight in the dog. Outside Franklin. Dug in the back row by Emma Wicks. Cherry with the bump set to Walden. Walden pushes back row to McElhaney. Franklin swinging away and down for Callie Franklin. Bennett coming back in for York. Napier sitting down. You look out there right now, Bennett. She's got to be 6'2", 6'3", doesn't she?
Yeah, they're long. That York bunch is long.
Walden has that one go off the roster and down quickly. Started to say she's 6'2", or 6'3", but she hasn't really had an impact much at all, has she?
No, we kind of played well and kept her out of what she likes to do.
Delk. Back row to Eads. That's right on top of the net. Eads with the dig, though, on that free ball by Bennett. Wicks around Bennett and down. Lacey Wicks cutting around the six-foot player, getting the kill for Clay County. Garrison serving once again. Clay County stays in front. Now moves back in front, 6-5. Garrison line drive. Dunford can't control it, and the point going to go to Clay County. Garrison's changed something about her serve, I think, in a week. It just looks different.
It's a lot different. I don't know what she's done, but she's made some adjustments.
Well, it seems like we've seen a different one every time. I mean, she's got a wide array of options, I think.
Franklin plays that one. Powell goes back to Franklin. She'll push back row to Garrison. Cherry sets Walden. Down Boom. On the kill for Baylor Walden. It's got to be, what, 5 or 6 tonight for Baylor?
Yeah, she's in a groove right now. She's in a zone.
Garrison to serve once again. Clay County moving in front now by 3, 8-5. It's going to be close. Was it in or out? It's going to be out. The judge on the far side didn't make a signal. Now they signal out.
There's another one going to be kind of upset with her father.
Yeah. I've answered that question.
Dunford just over the net. Emma Wicks will take it right back across, about the only thing she could do with it. Franklin pushes over and finds the open spot. Sally Franklin not killing it like she'd want to, but kind of like Walden did earlier, just found that open spot.
Found that spot, and, you know, Halen was a little bit back. She's seen that little mid-range stunt and just dropped it in there.
Dunford just over the net and down for the ace. It's a tough serve. That didn't just scoot it over the top of the net.
Here comes York. They've tied it back up at 8 after being down 3.
Dunford serving once again here for the Dragonettes. A little more air on that one. Eads will get to it. Thompson taps it across, but to Delk in the back row. Powell sets Franklin. Again, she'll try to push it across. Walden gets to it. Cherry now to Thompson. Thompson in the back row to Bennett. Outside Franklin off the Powell set. And diving effort, but Wicks can't get to it. The kill going to go to Franklin. Going to move York in front by 1. Now 9-8 here in set 2. Clay County won set 1, 25-20. Dunford catches the line. Ace for Annabeth Dunford. And a timeout going to be called by Clay County. They'll call it with York leading by 2, 10-8 here in set 2.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
Yeah, that's pretty simple.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog Volleyball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, as York leads the Lady Dogs 10-8 here in the second set.
Dunford serving out of the timeout. That one's right on top of the net. Thompson will tap it up. Cherry will get to it, and Eads will take it across. Powell to Franklin. Swinging away in the kill by Callie Franklin. Scramble play, kind of got the Clay County defense out of position and got the kill for York.
6 in a row for the Dragonettes, guys.
Dunford trying to keep it going for York here right in the middle of the floor in that line drive, and Eads can't control it this time. Dunford, she just kind of got, like Eads did serving set 1, she's kind of gotten a groove right here and just put it in the right spot. Dunford to Eads once again. Cherry sets behind her to Walden. That's blocked. Walden will play it up to Thompson, who taps it across. Franklin right on top of the net. The tap over by York, but Garrison will get it to Cherry. Walden pushes back row, but right to Delk. Powell will come and take charge. Delk hits it hard in the back row to Garrison. Cherry taps it behind her, but it went on the York side, and Powell will get the kill. Emma Powell, free ball right on top of the net, to get the kill for the Dragonettes and move them in front by 5. Dunford to Emma Wicks, can't control it. Dunford continues to roll on her serve. 14-8. Big serve here. They can't let them have much more separation. Garrison to Cherry. Cherry behind her to Thompson. Played by Dunford. Franklin pushes across now to Garrison. Cherry right at the net. Pulls it out for Walden. Walden taps it up with the backhand. Garrison now will play it across from the pass from Cherry. Franklin swinging away outside. Dug back row by Eads. Garrison goes across court to Wicks. Wicks taps it back row to Delk, who played it around the line. Powell bump set to Franklin. Dug by Eads in the back row. Garrison. Thompson can't hit that set. We'll play it across. Powell sets Franklin around the block. Wicks with the dig back over. Bennett will tap it in the net, but Powell will save it. Franklin back row to Garrison. Cherry. Or is that Walden? Walden had to back up a little bit, and that threw her off. I tell you the thing that stands out to me on that, I know York got the point out of it, but that backhand by Baylor Walden a little bit ago was a great play.
Oh, it was. Just keep that alive.
15-8, done for just over the top of the net. Wicks with the good pass to Cherry. Walden will tap it across. Franklin will play it up for Powell. Now Franklin hits the free ball in the back row to Wicks. Cherry. That's Walden. Baylor swinging away. Got the line. Got the point. Got the kill for Clay County.
Big point there for Clay to get that momentum broke.
They needed that as York was beginning to roll big time. Now Baylor Walden trying to string together some points herself. That line drive. Delk will get to it. Franklin now to Garrison, rather Cherry with the first hit. Leads dug by Franklin. Bump set to Franklin, taps with the left hand, but Walden is right there. Thompson will tap it over to Dunford. They'll set Franklin. That's blocked. Franklin kept it alive. Powell taps it across net court to Walden. Cherry with the bump set to Emma Wicks. Goes back row to Delk. Powell pushes across. That's right on top of the net and down by York. Bennett with the kill there. Height helped her with that one, and York gets the stop.
A big rally by the Dragonettes. It's got stopped at 10, guys, but it only went the other way 1 point.
Callie Franklin with the jump serve. Takes a little off of it to Emma Wicks. Cherry. Well, it's that Emma. Emma swinging hard. Gets the kill for the Lady Dogs.
Nice play there to stop that right off the bat and get their serve back.
How do you react if you're receiving that serve? You see all the motion by Callie Franklin. Looks like she's going to just kill that thing, and all of a sudden it just pops over. It's soft. Wicks, soft serve here, but Franklin will play it to Powell. They'll set McElhaney outside, dug back row by Walden. Cherry, now we'll set Eads. Eads had to reach back to get that one, dug by Dunford. Delk can't hit from the back row. We'll tap it over. Walden's right at the net, and that's down by Bennett. We talked about Bennett not being an impact in set one. She's had a couple of free balls that she's been an impact in set two.
And York took advantage of that. We've given them a few free balls, and they've hit it every time and got points out of it.
Taylor Neal coming back in to serve for York. Hits it back row to Garrison. Cherry goes behind her to Eads. Eads can't hit that one across. Tried to hit it a little behind her ear and just couldn't pull it over the net.
Clay County falls down and by 8 here, guys. 18-10, dangerous territory.
Neal serving once again. Walden. To Cherry. Cherry now to Thompson. Thompson has it go off the hands of Powell, but Neal is there. Franklin, free ball back row to Garrison. Cherry sets Thompson. Thompson taps it over to Franklin. Powell sets McElhaney. Dug back row by Walden. Diving effort. Neal will play it across, and they'll get the point. Oh, look how fired up Clay County is. Sometimes the scramble plays happen. It happened right there.
Unbelievable effort right there by the Lady Dogs.
York couldn't stop there. They thought it was four hits or something, but they stopped.
Jenna Thompson to serve. Thompson goes to Franklin. Dunford back to Franklin. Free ball here for Eads. Eads now Cherry. Cherry back set to Lacey Wicks. Off the block and down by Lacey Wicks.
Got it back to 6 right when we thought it was getting out of hand, guys.
Yeah, got a little rally going.
Clay County trying to battle their way back in it. Thompson, back row Delk. That's right on top of the net and tapped down by Ella Eads. Eads with the kill. Powell wanted to argue a little bit, but the umpire just looks away, and the point will go to Clay County. And York wants a timeout. They'll see Clay County cut it to 5. They want to stop the momentum. It's York 18, Clay County 13 in set 2.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
York out of the timeout. McElhaney dug in the back row, but Wick can't control it.
For all the latest,
and the point's going to go to the Dragonettes, so a good timeout there by Coach Mundy to kind of stop that momentum and get the serve back for Emma Powell. Powell serving for the Dragonettes. Goes middle of the floor, Emma Wicks, Cherry right at the net, taps it over, York will tap it back, Cherry is there, Wicks plays it across to McElhaney. Outside they'll set McElhaney off the block and down on the kill by Addison McElhaney. Well, you don't really think about a timeout changing momentum, but that one sure did right there.
It changed it a lot.
Powell serving once again for York. Wicks will tap it up. Garrison can't get to it, and the ace for Emma Powell. 21-13, York trying to answer that 25-20 loss in set one. They've won 10 games this season. It's only one loss have the Dragonettes. Walden to Cherry. Cherry to Wicks, swinging away, but blocked. Ashton Napier with the block for the Dragonettes.
And you've seen kind of York step up their game at the net, Doug, in this one.
Yeah, and got the ball to the players that they wanted to have it a little more.
Powell serving again. Walden diving effort. Eves will get to it. Cherry will tap it across. Belk right at the net for Powell. That's McElhaney. Garrison with the dig. Diving effort by Cherry. Garrison taps it across to Dunford. Powell sets McElhaney. Dug by Garrison. Cherry going to set Eads. Ella swinging away at that one and down with the kill for Ella Eads. Seems like so far against York, when they've needed something, Eads has come up with it. And now she'll step out and try to get that serve going again.
Yeah, that's where she's been beaten tonight. We need it now.
22-14. Eads to the sideline off Dunford. Franklin right at the net. Napier is blocked by Wicks. Lacey Wicks just shutting that down at the net. Senior night for Lacey, and she's had a couple of big blocks for the Lady Dawgs. Eads serving once again. Ella floats one back row to Franklin. Powell back set McElhaney. That's off the net. Wicks will tap it up. Eads will play it to Garrison. Powell now with the bump pass to Franklin. Sets McElhaney. Dug back row by Wicks. Walden to Cherry. Free ball for York. Cherry in the back row to Franklin. Powell sets McElhaney. Dug back row by Wicks on a good pass to Cherry. Cherry now to Walden. Walden has it tapped up by Franklin. Played off the rafter, and Powell will take it across to Garrison. Cherry right at the net. Taps it over. Dunford there is there that time, though. McElhaney back row to Garrison. Cherry bumps that outside. Walden steps into it. Was it blocked? It was not. That's off the net, and that's four contacts and a point for York. 2 points away from set two, and Addison McElhaney trying to get them to set two. Wicks saved by Eads. Tapped over by a couple of players, but Franklin is there. They'll set Franklin. Hits it in the net. Might have been a break right there. That could have been a double contact.
Yeah, yeah, this both look like both of them did hit it. So
Cherry trying to keep this going for Clay County. Reagan back row to Delk. Powell right at the net. Sets Franklin stepping into it. Dug by Wicks. Cherry waits, pulls it out of the net, but can't get to it. Cherry trying to get a little help from the net. It just didn't bounce out to where she could get to it. Now Jade Delk with set serve here for York, 24-16. Garrison pops it up. Cherry will get to it. Walden will tap it across to Delk. pile now. Sets Franklin swinging away. Dug by Wicks. Eaves. Taps to Cherry. Cherry has Pyle pop it straight up. Delk. Now to Pyle. Oh, Garrison with a good effort. Cherry now to Wicks. Emma has her shot dug by Franklin. Right back to Franklin. Gets it right to Eaves. Wicks swinging away. Was it touched? It was not. That's a side out. That's set point for York. York bounces back to win set 2, 25-16, to even this game at one set apiece. We'll be back for set 3 coming up in just a moment.
The core trends, or need help finding the style you love? At Modern Homestead in Salina, Kennedy Hicks can help you discover your design personality. She believes your home should reflect your style, and each corner should be eye-catching and unique, just like you. So give Kennedy a call at 931-704-5610. Go see her at 904 East Lake Avenue or follow Modern Homestead for affordable home decor to match your style. Modern Homestead, dedicated to helping you discover your design personality with the latest gifts in home decor.
Ready to add some color to your world? At Copeland's Rural Supply, they can match any color to bring your vision to life. Whether it's a fresh coat for your living room or a new look for your fence, their team is here to help you every step of the way. Visit them at 408 Brown Street and turn your project ideas into reality. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner, every step of the way.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog Volleyball being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Where the Lady Dogs and the Dragonettes of York are tied at one set apiece heading into the third set. And here's your Lady Dog recap brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Clay County had a three-point lead before York ripped off 10 straight points to gain control of this one, and then Clay County just couldn't battle back. They got as close as 5 at one point, but down the stretch, York claimed the 25-16 second set win to knot this match up at 1. This Lady Dog recap has been brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health and more at 206 Dow Avenue in Salina. Stop in and see him and his friendly staff in the log cabin on the square for a quote today, Craig. We kind of saw how good this York team is in that second set, but Clay County kept battling.
They did, yeah. There's just a couple of good volleyball teams just going at it, and all of a sudden, we're going to get best 2 out of 3 now between these two, and Ella Eads will serve set 3 to get it started to Franklin. Pyle, back set McElhaney, and McElhaney hits it long for the point for Clay County.
And that's the start you're looking for Clay. You know, it's just you're kind of starting from scratch now, going again.
Eads serving once again for the Lady Bulldogs. Ella into the net, though, for the service error to give the serve to York.
That's kind of been the difference for Clay County. That may be the first one of those we've seen tonight, Doug.
Yeah, I think it is. Everything else has been in play.
Emma Pyle serving now for the Dragonettes to start their service game. Garrison to Cherry. Outside Walden hammers it down. Baylor Walden trying to get going again. That's one thing that York did. They hit it where it would be hard to get the ball to Walden, and she wasn't as involved in set two. Reagan Cherry. Serving for Clay County. Reagan to Franklin. Pyle. Back set McElhaney. Off the block. Walden is there. Cherry. Back set to Wicks. They're going to call the catch on Reagan Cherry. That disappoints her that she got that called on her. Addison McElhaney stepping out to serve. The left-hander for York. Spinning serve goes to Eads. Cherry back set to Wicks. Round the net and down by Lacey Wicks. That's Wicks helping out Cherry. Very close to the net, but able to cut it down and get the kill for Clay County.
That's one thing I've noticed about Wicks. If it's around that net, she can turn it and get it down.
Delk with the pass to Pyle. Franklin tries to find an open spot. Garrison won't let her. Cherry pulls it out of the net, and Garrison taps it across to Franklin. Pyle sets Franklin coming behind her. Dug back row, Emma Wicks. Walden going to set Thompson. Thompson dug by McElhaney. Pyle, now to Franklin. That's off the block and down by Callie Franklin.
That's one thing York's done a little better now. They're getting it to Franklin just a little bit more.
especially on this right side, which is her strong side. Jade Delk serving, but in the net. You know, you talk about Clay County. York hasn't had a lot of service errors either, really.
No, they haven't. It's been a clean game.
Yeah, it has.
I mean, match.
Baylor Walden to serve. Hard serve down the line. Ace, Baylor Walden right in front of Dunford. How about that line drive just dying over there on the line, just nowhere, no way to get to it. Walden, deep serve. Delk will pop it off the roof. Pile now with the pass right at the net, and that's going to be a block by Clay County. Thompson blocking Franklin, but Franklin really had nothing to do with that one.
No, it's, you know, come off the rafters, that's just a tough play that comes off the rafters.
Especially when it's hit hard like that. It's coming back at you even harder, and that serve goes in the net. Give the serve back to York. Clay County had taken a three-point lead, but now York, with that, cuts it to two, and now Dunford to serve to try to get them closer. She got them going on her serve and set two. Walden can't control that one. Garrison, good hustle, though. Cherry will take it across. Powell to Delk. Delk back to Powell, swinging away. She's dug by Emma Wicks. Cherry. Now Garrison hitting from the back row just across the net. Powell with a diving effort, but they can't get it across. Look at the big smile on Halen Garrison with the kill from the back row for Clay County.
I think she missed it that just little spot. She's laughing right there, but it worked out perfect. Got a good spot.
Emma Wicks to serve now for the Lady Bulldogs. Wicks. Back row, Delk, a little trouble with it. Powell now will take control. Franklin taps it across to Wicks. Cherry now to Thompson. Pushes right to the open floor, but York, great effort. Tapped across by Dunford. Cherry back set to Eads. Hits it in the net. Boy, you got to give York credit right there. I thought that they had found the open spot, but York just never gave up on it.
No, and dug it out of there. That's just good effort.
Callie Franklin serving now for York. Middle of the floor to Walden. Cherry back set Eads. Eads off the block. Popped up. Powell will save it to Delk. Garrison now to Cherry. Cherry sets Thompson. Thompson off the block. Dunford now to Powell. They'll set McElhaney. Dug back row by Walden. Cherry right at the net. Eads with a chance to swing, but Delk with the dig. Outside McElhaney. Dug back row. Cherry able to save it. Garrison pushes across. Powell will tap it now to Wicks. Cherry back set Eads over the top of the block. Dunford with the save. McElhaney now Powell. Free ball here for Emma Wicks. Rather for Walden, tapped across now by Cherry. Dunford to Powell. Powell outside McElhaney. Walden with the dig. Eads just over the net. That's off Powell, but Dunford with the save. Delk hits it back row and in. Great rally there, and Jade Delk found the open floor to drop it in for the point for the Dragonettes.
Yeah, a lot of swinging in that one, too.
Probably the longest rally we've had, wasn't it?
Probably so.
Callie Franklin with that jump serve. To Wicks. Emma now to Thompson. Pushed across by Cherry. Free ball for Franklin. Powell sets McElhaney outside. Garrison with the dig. Cherry with the bump set. Thompson, free ball here for York. Powell outside McElhaney. That's a line drive. That's a kill for Addison McElhaney to tie the score at 7 apiece. 7-7 here in set three. As Franklin to serve once again. Just off the net. Walden to Cherry. Takes it across. McElhaney will hit it wide, though. Good effort there by Walden and Cherry to get that one across. Big stop by Clay County to get the serve back for Jenna Thompson. Garrison going to sit down. Lacey Wicks comes in replacing her. Franklin to Powell. Outside McElhaney. Back row Walden. Cherry sets Wicks. Lacey winds up. Dug though by York. They'll set McElhaney. You got the dig. Walden with the dig in the back row. Wicks gets to it. Emma Wicks pushes across to Franklin. Outside McElhaney swinging away and down this side. Just too many looks for Addison McElhaney on that left side. Got the kill that time to tie it at 8 apiece.
And she's hit the ball well tonight for York. She's really played well for them.
Taylor Neal coming back in for the Dragonettes in an 8-8 tie here in set three. Wicks right the net. Cherry can't get to this one, and York takes the lead here in set three. They move in front 9-8. Neal to serve once again. To Emma Wicks. Cherry outside Eads. Eads finds an open spot and drops it in. Oh, you can see her seeing that all the way as she saw that just open up back there and just pushed it to the back line.
Yeah, York just kind of come to the net a little there, and she's seen that back row and just got it back there.
Eads with the serve now. Ella, line drive to Franklin. Powell, a crossing two and down. Oh, smart decision there by Emma Powell. Caught him napping and found the open floor. York in front by one, 10-9. They have served around, and Powell serving here to Garrison. Napier, dug in the back row by Wicks. Cherry going to set Walden. That's blocked, but out of bounds for the point for Clay County on the kill by Baylor Walden.
You know, that's the first time tonight we've had that little overpass and got that back, so that's a break for us.
Cherry serving again for the Lady Bulldogs to Franklin. Powell right the net. She'll set Napier. Dug back row by Garrison. Cherry outside Walden pushes down the line, but Franklin is there. Powell backpedaling, gets it to McElhaney. Garrison with a great diving effort. Here's a swing by Wicks, dug by Delk. McElhaney outside. That's blocked. That's down. Off the block by Lacey Wicks again, along with Baylor Walden. Little plays that happen. Halen Garrison made a huge play in that rally. Cherry serving again for Clay County. Floats one. Back row to Franklin. Dunford to Napier. Free ball here for Garrison. Cherry back set to Emma Wicks. Taps across, but Garrison is there. McElhaney. Oh, great dig by Emma Wicks, but then a little miscommunication between Eads and Walden. The point will go to York.
Tied up again.
Ties it at 11.
This has been a battle.
It has all night. It's good matchup.
McElhaney in the back row to Garrison. Cherry sets Emma Wicks into the net. Point for York to move them in front by one, 12-11. There hasn't been much separation, has there? What's been the biggest lead?
Three's the biggest lead. Clay County had that.
Garrison, now to Cherry. Wicks right the net. That's a cross, and that's a point for York. I think Lacey Wicks trying to get after that one under the net.
Yeah, it was 6-3 as far as that goes, and then after that, it's been back and forth.
Addison McElhaney trying to take a three-point lead here. Goes deep in the back row to Garrison. Walden now to Emma Wicks. Tapped across to McElhaney. Powell outside Franklin swinging away, but right at Garrison. Cherry to Wicks right the net and down by Lacey Wicks. How did she get that over the top of that York blocker?
I know she just seems to, get some balls you don't think she can get. Kind of got behind her a little, but still got it over that block.
Garrison to Franklin. Powell back to Franklin. Taps it across to Cherry. Now Walden. Walden sets Emma Wicks. Emma trying to go down the line, but hits it out of bounds. Well, you've seen that they love to go on a little set behind Powell there for Franklin on those sets, don't they?
Yeah, they've run that several times tonight.
Delk serves to Emma Wicks. That's in the net. Garrison, rather Cherry, tries to pull it out, but can't get to it. And York takes a three-point lead for the first time in set three, 15-12. Delk serving once again. Garrison pops it straight up. Eads, great effort to try to get to it, but can't keep it alive. And Clay County wants a timeout. York has extended the lead to four at 16-12. Back to Clay County in just a moment.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and lock it in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Jay Delk serving out the timeout by Clay County. Emma Wicks to Cherry. Now Walden hits that one in the net. Bennett there may have altered that a little bit, and the point goes to York. Coach Chambers using that timeout to try to stop the momentum, but Jay Delk continues it. Garrison pops it straight up to Emma Wicks, and they'll call the double contact on Wicks, and right now the body language just going all York's way right now. Jay Delk. Ace on the serve from Delk. They've taken a 7-point lead, not 19-12. Lake County needs to stop right here.
Yeah, they do. 7 in a row and 10-1 overall is this run for York.
Cherry to Thompson. Free ball for Powell. Delk going to set Franklin off the net. Dug back row by Eads. Cherry taps it up to Walden. Can't take it across. Point going to go to York to extend the lead to 8 now at 20-12. In that danger zone, you don't want to let them get too close to 25 where one play could be the set. Emma Wicks to Cherry. Cherry now to Walden. Walden down the line to McElhaney. Powell sets Franklin, steps into one, popped up by Walden. Cherry, back set to Wicks. That's blocked, but Eads is there. Cherry, back to Emma Wicks. McElhaney with the pass now to Powell. Franklin swinging away, dug back row by Emma Wicks, but then off the roof they can't get to it. I thought they were going to get some help off the roof that time.
Yeah, it's been up for a while. I thought they could get under it.
Yep. Probably and it kicked off a second piece.
Probably the best swing we've seen out of the Dragonettes here tonight. She got behind that one.
21-12 York as Delk continues her serve to Garrison. Cherry sets Walden. Walden pushes over the head of McElhaney and in. Baylor Walden just dropping it in on that back line. Maybe not a power play, but the play they needed to stop that momentum.
Yeah, it's been all York for a little while, so getting that stop is a good thing. Then we just need to run some off.
Baylor Walden trying to do that for the Lady Bulldogs. Delk to Powell. Outside Franklin hitting from the right side. Dug by Emma Wicks. They'll go back to Emma, but she can't tap it across. Point going to go to York. They're 3 points away from taking a 2-1 lead. Annabeth Dunford to serve. Line drive. Garrison will get to it. Emma Wicks to Thompson. Popped up by Powell. Delk goes back to Powell. Free ball back row for Walden. Cherry back set. Eads. Eads going to kill it on that little swing from behind her. York can't dig it on the sideline. The point will go to Clay County. Emma Wicks trying to rally the Lady Bulldogs here. Wicks, tough serve. Dunford will pop it up to Delk. Now Powell will play it across to Emma Wicks. Cherry, back set to Eads. Same swing, Delk with the dig on the back row this time. McElhaney hits it in the net. Sometimes you need a break right there in that net by York. Maybe what they need. Emma Wicks to serve once again. Belk, diving effort. Powell now to Franklin. Franklin hits it straight down. Callie Franklin, that's what York needed, just the power right there to get the kill.
And they've really worked her a lot these last two sets, getting the ball to her.
Yeah, and she's swinging better, too. You know, she didn't quite have that oomph behind it until lately.
Franklin, that jump serve. Thompson has it go through her hands. Wicks will pop it straight up. Thompson will take it across. Powell taps in two, and Cherry wasn't ready for it. You don't catch her by surprise too often, but Powell was able to there, and that sets up set point for the Dragonettes. Franklin trying to serve it out here. Getting that little change up to Walden. Cherry to Eads. Eads dug by Franklin. Powell outside McElhaney. And she hits it wide to keep the Lady Bulldogs alive for Jenna Thompson. 24-16 here in set three. York leading by eight. Thompson just over the net to Dell. Powell outside McElhaney. Thompson now to Cherry. To Eads right at the net. That's going to be blocked, but blocked out of bounds by York. Bennett was there, but just hit it out of bounds for the point for Clay County. Thompson in the back row to Franklin. Powell outside McElhaney hits it in the net. Clay County inching closer, but the pressure on at 24-18. Jenna Thompson trying to keep them going here. Back row, Franklin. Powell outside McElhaney. Popped up by Wicks. Did it catch the line? It did not. That's a point for York. That's the set for York. Dragonettes win back-to-back sets. They win this one 25-18 to take a 2-1 lead. We'll have set four coming up right after this.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog Volleyball being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where the Lady Dogs trail the York Dragonettes 1-2 headed into the fourth set. And here's your Lady Dog recap brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. This last match was tied at 11 before York ran off an 11-1 run to gain control. And then Clay County did battle back right at the end. They cut a big margin down to 6 and then went on to lose 25-18 here in the third set to fall behind 1-2. They got their backs against the wall here headed into the fourth set. The Lady Dog Recap has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermity Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Emma Powell to serve to get set four started here in Salina. Powell goes to Emma Wicks. Eads. We'll go right back to Wicks. Emma taps it across to Dunford. Powell outside McElhaney. McElhaney with the kill. I tell you, we talked about Franklin, but Addison McElhaney has really woken up the last couple of sets.
Yeah, both players are getting in a groove.
Emma Powell after York takes the 1-0 lead early. Powell to Emma Wicks. Cherry bump set to Lacey Wicks, and Lacey hits that one in the net. York off to an early start, 2-0. We haven't seen them get out to a big start. Clay County would love to stop this as quickly as they can. Powell. Just over the net. 8 for Emma Powell. Net still moving where it hit it there. You look for the world. There was no chance for that to get across. Powell. Serving once again. Emma. To Emma Wicks. Lacey Wicks. Now Cherry with a free ball for Dunford. Powell sets McElhaney. Dug back row by Garrison. Tapped over by Cherry. Powell outside McElhaney. This one dug by Lacey Wicks. Cherry goes behind her to Eads. Eads dug back row by Franklin. Powell outside McElhaney. Good swing again. And McElhaney's been going to that line on the far side. All of a sudden, she cuts it back this way, and that's tough to stop.
Yeah, that's, and it's kind of got, those lefties got a little bit different on it, so.
And Clay County wants a timeout early. York has gotten off to a good start, 4-0, back in set four right after this.
Actually, let's stay on and talk about our presenting sponsor, Craig. Sorry, I should have gave you some heads up on that, but that's the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. We appreciate them getting on board to bring this coverage to Bulldog Nation. And, you know, right now they're encouraging parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. And they offer this message to do so. Be clear on your stance and show you disapprove of marijuana use. Let them know you care and you're there to talk whenever needed. But we appreciate the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition as they quickly move on here.
Yeah, that short timeout there. Powell serves another ace as York continues to roll early, 5-0. But talking about the Anti-Drug Coalition, communication means so much, doesn't it? Just information, that's what they get out.
Yeah, they do, and they do a great job at it. They work really hard.
Emma Powell has served 5 straight to get this set started for York. Powell. 2 Wicks, takes it across and 1. That's trouble, but able to get to it was Franklin, tapped over by Napier. Cherry sets Eads. Eads off the block and down by Ella Eads. That's what Clay County needed right there.
That's a big need right there. Just now we need to run off a point or 2 and get right back in this.
They got the right person to do it.
Yeah. She served well all night.
First serve of set 2 for Clay County as they trail 5-1. Eads in the back row to Delk. Powell, back set McElhaney, dug by Eads. Cherry, back set, flips it to Walden. Baylor pushes in the back corner for the point for Clay County. Walden just finding the spot, and even better than that, having the power to get there without a catch being called.
Yeah, that's tough to get that far back without a catch.
Eads, serving again for Clay County. Ella comes to this near side, but that sails wide. Tried to get Dunford to play one, but Dunford wasn't fooled, and the out-of-bounds serve will give it back to York. Addison McElhaney serving once again. Senior for the Dragonettes, Emma Wicks to Cherry. Cherry to Lacey Wicks. Little backhand tap, but Franklin is there. Powell back to Franklin. Block. Franklin taps it up, but can't get to it. Walden and Wicks with the block again for Clay County.
Nice job at the net by Walden and Wicks. We need that serve back, and we got it.
Reagan Cherry serving again for the Lady Bulldogs. Reagan to Franklin. Powell back to Franklin, swinging away, blocked again. But York keeps it alive. Franklin taps it over. Emma Wicks to Cherry. Cherry to Emma Wicks, stepping into one and down for the kill for Emma Wicks.
Big play right there for Clay County. We needed that one.
Wicks with a big swing. Be good to get her going on that swing. Cherry in the back row to Delk. That's off her and right to Coach Shane Mundy, who's not happy with that one that caromed over to him. And they've cut it to 1 at 6-5. Cherry trying to tie it up for the Lady Bulldogs. Just over the net. Delk can't control that one. And Reagan has another ace for Clay County. And York wants a timeout. They'll call it here as Clay County has battled back to tie it at 6 apiece after falling behind 5-0. We'll be back to Salina in just a moment.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud of. Offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Powell to Franklin. Taps it across. That's in the net. And Wicks will tap it across. Clay County staying with it. piles. That's Franklin. Again, taps over, but Eads is there. Cherry with a chance to back set Lacey Wicks. Delk with the dig in the back row. Pyle back to Delk, hitting behind that line in the back row. Cherry now will go to Walden. That's blocked and down by Napier. Ashton Napier has come up with some big blocks for York tonight, and none bigger than that one right there.
A huge play right there at the net, because Baylor's been hitting the ball well tonight. That's a big play.
Jay Delk to serve for the Lady Dragons. That's taken right back over by Eads, but Franklin is there. They'll go back to Franklin. That's off the block and down. So many times it seems like the ball is hit right in this little area where it doesn't have to go far between Powell and Franklin, does it?
Yeah, and they're taking advantage of it when they get it in there too.
Delk, line drive, Garrison diving to get to it. Wimma Wicks taps it across. Franklin cuts in front of McElhaney. Franklin will tap it over. Free ball here for Eads. Cherry backs at Lacey Wicks, swinging quickly and misses just long on the hit by Wicks. Jay Delk serving once again to Eads. Cherry backs at the Wicks on the line. Delk will dig that one in the back row. Pyle taps it across. Good placement, but Garrison gets there. Emma Wicks, line drive dug by Franklin. Pyle goes back to Franklin. That's blocked, but Franklin will play it up off the block of Lacey Wicks. Franklin has it blocked again. Eads pops it up to Garrison. Then Ella will tap it over in the back row to McElhaney. Franklin blocked again. Lacey Wicks shutting her down at the net for the block.
That is a nice play to net. That's three in a row they come to Franklin on, and we finally got the put back on that. Yep.
Garrison, line drive. Franklin gets there. Powell sets Franklin on the other side. She'll push it across to Cherry. Eads going to hit out of the back row and just misses long. Pretty good decision, but just went a little long on Ella Eads as Delk had scooted over to this side.
Yeah, that was open there. She just dropped it in. Yeah, good battle back.
Dunford with a little help there, serving that one in the net, and Baylor Walden serving now for Clay County, but that one sails long on Baylor.
That really took off.
We'll give the serve back to York, as it'll be Callie Franklin stepping out to serve for the Lady Dragons. They lead by three with the serve. Garrison in the back row to Cherry. Back set Ella Eads right the net off the block, but Franklin is there. Pyle outside McElhaney pushes back row to Garrison. Cherry behind her to Thompson. Franklin now to Pyle outside McElhaney off the block, but Eads is there. Cherry going to set Eads. Eads will hit in the net, though. Point will go to York. They take a four-point lead here in set three. Franklin serving once again. Callie, back row to Garrison. Cherry with the bump set outside Emma Wicks. Nothing to do but tap it over to Franklin. Pyle sets McElhaney, and McElhaney finds the open floor. McElhaney just hitting the open spot, and York is rolling again.
All right.
Franklin, the serve once again. Callie floats it in the back row to Garrison. Cherry, back set Eads. Eads dug by Dunford. Pyle to Delk. Free ball here for Garrison. Cherry, high set Emma Wicks, and Wicks will hit it long for the point for York. And Clay County wants a timeout. They see York gain a little separation. They want to try to slow it down here in set four. York leading 14-8.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their seven local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-00026.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Volleyball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Lady Dogs are down 14-8 here in the fourth set with their backs against the wall, Craig.
Yeah, pressure on right here. They can't allow much more separation. That timeout trying to slow this momentum by the Lady Dragons as Franklin goes back row to Garrison. Cherry sets Emma Wicks. Emma trying to find an open spot, but Franklin will get there. McElhaney can't swing at that one. Garrison with the dig. Cherry going to set Eve stepping into one. Delp with the dig. Powell right at the net, taps it over, but Cherry will dive to get it. Garrison hitting the back row. Did she catch the line? She did not. That's out. That's a point for York. Well, that's close.
That's close.
It was.
Callie Franklin serving once again. Pops that one up in the air. Garrison gets to it. Cherry behind the back set to Eads. That's blocked. Eads will hit it again. Dug by Dunford with one hand. That's right on top of the net. Tapped over, but Walden is there. Emma Wicks to Eads. He'll tap it across. Dunford there again. Powell to Delk in the back row. Garrison with the dig. Cherry going to tap it over, but Franklin will get to it. Powell sets McElhaney off the net. Dug by Garrison. Cherry sets Wicks. Wicks taps it over to McElhaney. Powell now will go over in two to Eads. Cherry sets Eads. Stepping into one off the block. Powell will pop it up. Dunford now to Delk. Delk line drive but down on one with some funny English by Jay Delk to get the point for the Dragonettes.
That's a very nice play from that back line right there.
Franklin serving once again. 8-point Dragonette lead. Back row Garrison. Cherry going to set Eads. Eads can't get to that one as it goes into the net, and the point will go to York.
You know, 17-8 here, guys. York pulling away.
Callie Franklin serving once again. That's an ace for Franklin. We talk about her hitting, then realize the service game was this good for Callie Franklin.
She's solid all the way around. That's a fact.
Yeah, one of the best players, all-around players we've seen all year.
Franklin again takes something off that serve, but that one goes into the net. Service error will give Emma Wicks the serve.
Stop the York run at 8 in a row, guys.
Wicks to Franklin. Powell outside McElhaney and hits it long. That was close there, too. But it just missed long, and the point goes to Clay County. I know you ref for a very long time, but I just couldn't call those. I can gripe about them all day. Deep serve by Franklin. Powell outside McElhaney. Tapped over to Emma Wicks. Cherry will tap it across, and Bennett will hit into the net. You started to say that it's easy to react up here. It's hard to make that call, isn't it?
It is. Especially when it's right on you. That's tough on those lines.
Emma Wicks serving once again. Emma back row to Franklin. Powell back to Franklin. A free ball here for Emma Wicks. Cherry back set Eads, and Eads hits it in the net. Point goes to York, and the Dragonettes will extend the lead back to 8, now at 19-11. Napier coming back in, replacing Bennett. Taylor Neal coming back in to serve for York. Down the line, Garrison is there. Cherry now to Eads. Free ball for Dunford. Powell outside McElhaney. Line drive hits down, and she hit that one from below the net. We talk about that so many times, but just able to get it to dry going over the net, that's hard to do.
That's a tough play.
Neal has had some good success on her serve coming off the bench. Cherry to Thompson right at the net. Cherry pops it up. Eads tries to tap it across but can't do so. And York's size is becoming a factor at the net now for the Dragonettes.
A double-digit lead, 21-11, guys, here in a decisive set for the Dragonettes.
Walden to Cherry. Cherry outside Thompson. That's blocked. Thompson will get a second chance. Cherry will go back to her, but it goes in the net. Point for the Dragonettes. Separation getting a long way away now with the game point only 3 points away. Walden now to Cherry. Cherry outside Thompson. Taps it over, but Dunford will get to it. Powell to McElhaney. Back row Garrison. Cherry back set to Eads. Swinging away. Dug by Franklin. Good hustle there by McElhaney, but can't get to it. Runs into that announcer's stand there. And that's just great effort by Addison McElhaney. Jenna Thompson to serve. York with the 10-point lead, so Thompson needs a big run on her serve here. Jenna back row to Franklin. Powell back set McElhaney. And that's going to be a kill for Addison McElhaney. Seems like when they've needed some big plays, she's come up with
it. Yeah, she's been solid for them all night.
Emma Powell 2 points away from game point. Back row Walden. Cherry to Wicks around top of the net. They joust. Wicks will tap it across. Powell outside McElhaney. That's off the block. Cherry will get to it. Lacey Wicks will tap it across to Dunford. Powell outside McElhaney. Dug by Garrison. Cherry to Eads. Eads trying to go back row, but Franklin is there. Powell outside. No. Goes to Napier. Free ball here for Garrison. Cherry back set to Wicks. Dug by Franklin. Belk now to McElhaney, taps it to Garrison. Cherry outside Eads. Eads over the block, but Powell will get to it. Napier taps in two. Eads now will go across in two and finds the open floor. Ella Eads picking the open spot to drop it in and get the serve for Clay County.
Big point. Now we need to run several off right here.
Now trailing by double digits, 23-13.
And that went into the net to set up game point for York. Clay County won set one. York trying to rally and win three in a row to take the game here tonight in this district matchup. Deep serve. Garrison at the line to Cherry. Cherry now to Walden. Dunford pops it up in the air, but Powell will get to it. Dale hitting from the back row, dug by Eads. Cherry now to Lacey Wicks. Taps it over to Franklin. Powell back to Franklin stepping into it. And the kill by Callie Franklin to win the game 3-1 as they win set 4, 25-13 over Clay County.
Yeah, and it's senior night here tonight. There's going to be a ceremony, I think, right after this. So, folks, you can see it. We won't be able to talk through it, and we don't have any way to bring in the announcer what he says. So we'll try to make sure you get to see it, though. And we'll also be back for our post-game show brought to you by Farm Bureau as Clay County falls 3-1 to York.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Solana Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out that Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Lady Bulldogs game, the announcement of the TDS top performer, and much more on the Farm Bureau post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Ladies, are you looking for all the latest home decor trends? Or need help finding the style you love? At Modern Homestead in Salina, Kennedy Hicks can help you discover your design personality. She believes your home should reflect your style, and each corner should be eye-catching and unique, just like you. So give Kennedy a call at 931-704-5610. Go see her at 904 East Lake Avenue, or follow Modern Homestead for affordable home decor to match your style. Modern Homestead, dedicated to helping you discover your design personality with the latest gifts in home decor.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place. Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner, every step of the way.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Wondering what to do when your skid steer breaks a track or it lays down in the middle of a project? If so, you don't have to look far. Just go to H&H Auto and Equipment Parts in Salina. They can help you get back up and running with rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more that meet or exceed industry standards. So depend on Chris and Derek Hicks at H&H as your source for reliable, high-quality replacement equipment parts endorsed with the same certifications as OEMs. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Welcome to the Farm Bureau postgame show. Clay County losers tonight to York by a score of 1-3. Clay County falls to 4-7 overall, 4-6 in District 7A. York improves to an impressive 11-1, 8-1 in the conference, guys. We'll now do the Lady Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Craig, Clay County came to play, came out and won that first set. And then we kind of saw York kind of, you know, start turning on as the game went on.
That they were able to get the ball where they wanted it, York was. Like we talked about so many times, you have that's just a little triangle over here with Callie Franklin and Emma Pyle. And when they can do that, then good things are going to happen for the Dragonettes. They were able to do that, get it where that Franklin could hit it. And Addison McElhaney, she's a senior, but that may be her best hitting night that she's ever had. I hadn't seen her much. But that has to be impressive. And we've got both those going the way they did. They're just hard to beat. I mean, Gordonsville got the win against them, but I'd love to see that second time these two teams play.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to be a good matchup between those two. And but, again, you got to credit Clay County, Doug. They battled throughout, and that last set kind of got out of hand, but you know how that is in the final one to put you out. Once they get the momentum, sometimes it just goes that way. But battled throughout this match with a top tier, only loss to undefeated Gordonsville so far. So, and we've seen that all year long out of these Lady Dogs.
Yeah. Well, now, Clay came, I thought, played very well. Probably one of the better matches we've seen them play. York just showed why they're number two in this district. I mean, they're solid. They got the ball where they needed to, made plays. And like I said, not that Clay County didn't. They're just good. That bunch is good.
Yeah, Clay County coming out, we didn't call it off, and winning the first set 25-20 behind some big play from Baylor Wald, and she's come out hitting the ball really good, and then Ella Eads with a huge run in that server at the service line and also got the final kill to put that game away. And that's two of our better players that we saw step up early in this one. We knew they had to get off to a good start to have a chance here against York.
Yeah, and that was the key. The way those two, that's kind of what we talked about in the pregame. You got to get the serve in. Eads was able to do that. You've got to hit the ball hard. Walden was able to do that. And that was the key to getting that win in set one and getting off to a great start. We talked about needing to do that, but good teams kind of make answers, and York had an answer for it. And they were just able to go to their strengths and take away Clay County's strengths. If you notice in sets two and three, I don't remember Walden getting that many sets, and York kind of had a hand in that. They put it places where it couldn't go to Walden, and that's kind of works for them, and they did a good job doing that, keeping it away from her and kind of changing the tempo a little bit to kind of help that serve to maybe not go inbounds as much as it did in set one.
Yeah, and Doug, besides Clay County's hitters, Clay County's defense, I guess that's what you call it in volleyball, the back line played really well, I thought, too, with Callie Franklin and the McElhaney you know, they would have to hit it multiple times before they could get a kill throughout this match.
We had a couple times that both of them had three, four hits before anybody got a point out of it. So we made them make multiple shots to get a point or us get the point. So, and when those two were playing well for York, they're going to be hard to handle. And they got in a groove, but we battled them very well.
Yeah, we did. And most of these games, I know sets two and three were back and forth to about midway, and then you saw York hit a little spurt there, Craig, kind of stretch out a 6-7 point lead, and Clay County just couldn't recover.
Yeah, it's kind of like Doug was talking about there, the rallies. You look at the scores, and York did get a couple of wins, one by double digits, one by seven, one by nine, but there were rallies that went a long time. Clay County was just a play away from it being much closer than what it was, or maybe even Clay County winning, because there would be rallies that go 20 seconds, 30 seconds, even longer than that, and that shows you're playing pretty well when you take teams for that long, or if you make them play that long. And I thought that just shows that Clay County's kind of growing up, but then York able to finish those plays when they wanted to, and so I think that was just the difference. They finished at the end of long rallies.
Yeah, Doug, we talked about it coming in. It would have been a huge upset for the Lady Dogs to come out victorious against this York team. But I think Craig's right. You know, Clay County did pretty much everything they could.
Yeah, and I think that's a good confidence builder. Even though you lost that, you know, there weren't a lot of mistakes for the Clay County team. You know, they had a few late, but all in all, their service games was really good. And like I said, you got to feel confident going in that you can compete. If you just put it all together.
Yeah, and Clay County's got a big, important match coming up again at Clark Range, guys, and that's one they really need to win to stay in this hunt for that fourth spot.
Yeah, that's a team that's below them, and we talk about them having they need to beat the teams in front to have a chance to move into that fourth spot alone, but you really have to take control of the teams that are below you. You have to go out and win those, or Jackson County's going to get some separation because they're probably going to beat the teams they're supposed to beat. So, yeah, that's a huge one coming up. It went five sets here. Took a fifth set to beat them here. So, it's not going to be easy up there on the mountain.
It won't be. Again, Clay County falls tonight here. 3-1 to York. They won the first set, 25-20. York then goes the last three, 16-25, 18-25, and 13-25. And this Lady Dog wrap-up has been brought to you by Eco Bounds of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermes Springs. Visit EcoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Guys, it's time to announce our TDS top performer from tonight's match. Before we do that, I want to mention our two seniors that were honored here tonight, because I know I'll forget if I don't now. Lacey Wicks and Emma Dolworth. You probably saw it on the live stream, both honored here along with their family. And, you know, Lacey has come out this year and been really important to this team. We saw her really improve at the net, and I'm sure Miss Emma Dolworth helps make Lacey Wicks better in practice and plays quite a bit on the JV team. So two pretty good seniors for this Clay County team, Doug.
Yeah, it is, and like I said, you always like to see your seniors doing well. And just like I said, the Dolworth girl, guarantee her doing stuff in practice makes a difference. A lot of people don't realize that practice person is really the one that makes you go. So
no doubt.
It's important that, you know, a lot of seniors won't stick that out when they're not playing, and she has, and that's just a testament to her. And then, like I said, Emma's just stepped in and really like she's been playing all along.
Yeah, Lacey.
Oh, yeah.
I think you said Emma, but either way, it's easy to mix them up. You have to call both Wixes, Craig. But, yeah, and just wanted to recognize those seniors here on senior night. But it is time for the TDS top performer from tonight's match. And, guys, got to go with Ella Eads tonight. I thought she was the difference in that to come out and give Clay County confidence coming in to win that first set. She's the one that served like 10 points in a row from behind the service line. Played really well. We've seen her athletic ability throughout this season, but I hadn't really seen that consistency with her swinging at the net and behind the service line. I've seen flashes of it, but tonight I thought she was pretty consistent. She got a lot of kills early on. She actually got the kill to finally finish off that first set win, Craig. And she's just one of these really good athletes. He's going to, you know, point guard, really good player on the basketball team. And when you look at L.A. down on the volleyball court, you can tell she's a threat.
Oh, yeah, she can play, and she does so many things for this team. You can see the confidence that Coach Chambers has in her because she serves first. If you want to put your best server there at that first spot, and she kind of showed that when she ran off that many serves. You don't see that too often. That's especially in rally scoring. That's a hard thing to do, to run off that many serves, and she did that just in a fluid motion, you know, just able to do it very quickly. And then she'll come up and she'll hit the ball. She'll slip those little dinks in. She'll find those little spots. She'll go and dig one that you don't think that she's got a chance to get to. And she just makes big plays for these Clay County Lady Bulldogs. And she's going to continue to do that for, what, she's a sophomore, a couple of years. So.
Yeah, and Doug, Craig's right. She's an all-around player. You know, sometimes when you see somebody that can hit it that hard, you think, well, she's just a frontline player, but not LA.
No, she can do it all. She can set the ball. She digs the ball well. If it's a hard hit ball, she just does it all. I mean, that's a testament of just hard work. I mean, that's what it is.
And to me, she's the one that looks the part. Sometimes you think about a player a volleyball player hitting the ball, but LA's, when she approaches the ball to hit it, it's almost like, look out, let's see what's going to happen, isn't it, Craig?
It's all about the wind-up, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
When you get that wind-up going, you just expect big things to happen,
yeah.
And a lot of times it does with L.A. because she takes that wind-up, she brings it back behind her ear, and she comes at it with power, and she's not a big girl, you know. She's not got all that anything. She's just all power and speed with that arm speed. So I'm like you. When that swing is going, it's a good thing to watch. And she can hit it when she makes contact.
She sure can. Tonight's TDS top performer was Ella Eads. Brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs, and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Our next broadcast of Lady Bulldog Volleyball will come next Thursday night. We're going to get to see the number one Gordonsville Tigerettes in person, guys, right here in Joe Simmons Gym.
I'm looking forward to it because, I mean, anytime you get a quality team come in, and I hadn't seen them this year. I don't know if you guys have seen them. But now they usually back up what they're taught. And like I said, that kind of sets the tone for our girls to see what they've got to do to keep playing and advancing.
Yeah, and then I know you like good volleyball, so you're probably looking forward to it a
little
bit, too.
Yeah, I have been able to see them the last few years. They always play Livingston Academy, so I've got to see them, and I know what they do. The thing about it is they run so many different little sets, and they love to just hit it right out of the hand of the setter. That's something Clay County's going to have to get ready for. The setter will leap into the air, and she'll set it right on top of the net, and they'll hit it right – sometimes hitting her fingers as it comes out of her hands. And that's a big key to them. They play together so much. They play so much travel volleyball, and they do that so well. That's just what you really have to adjust to. But that's why they play the game. Clay County gets them coming into their building. They get a chance to take on the number one team in this district, probably the number one team in the state, like you said, in this division. And, hey, take your shot. That's what Clay County's going to do on Thursday night. They're going to come out and give Gordonsville their best try, and you never know what's going to happen.
That's right. Folks, we hope you'll join us for that. The Lady Bulldogs and the Tigerettes of Gordonsville next Thursday night here in Joe Sims Gym. And we also hope you'll join us on the road tomorrow night. We're heading to Portland for the first time. Doug, I've never been there. Craig, you said you have a time or two.
Oh, many, many times. The train and the whistle and just get ready for it. It's Portland is a different world. They're not like they were when Livingston was going, when I was going with them so much back then. They had Gerald Turner, and they were world beaters back then. So that train and that whistle and everything, boy, sometimes it just got kind of a little irritating at times. But Livingston did get a couple of wins over there against them when they were really good. So and Clay County, I think they've got a good shot. Coach Lamb, he knows them well. He
does.
Was one of those guys that went over there several times. He's going to have his team ready, and you'll have fun in Portland. It's a football town, and it's always fun to go there.
Well, we're looking forward to it. David going in there. We got like 26, 28 players against 104, I think they have on their roster, Doug. So David versus Goliath, the class 5A school.
Year,
they did.
They was concerned with having enough room to dress them. They had to go in shifts to dress because our dressing room didn't have enough room for them.
Sure.
Oh, goodness.
Live on Facebook tomorrow night, Horizon Sports Network will be in Portland, Tennessee for Clay County Bulldog football. Guys, appreciate you joining us here tonight, and we'll see you next week. For Doug Strong and Craig Kentrell, I'm Thomas Weaver, wishing y'all a good night.